Welcome back to the new Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM. You can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789 in Texas at that same number. You know, I'm listening to this song and again, Freda Payne before, takes me back to the 1970s. And man, when I was a much younger and my whole future was ahead of me, it's good to hear those tunes some 50 years later. And it's still great music 50 years later. So thanks for putting that music together. Whoever you are, it's much appreciated. But here's what I want to talk about this hour. Tomorrow, I'm going to be joined by State Senator Chris Larson, who I can tell you is a friend of mine. And I've supported Chris Larson from the onset, and I've had him on different radio places that I've been, and I respect his view on things. So we're going to have him on tomorrow on the 8 o'clock hour. And we're going to be discussing what I'm getting ready to discuss right now. I don't know how many times we need to tell Republicans that we don't want your help when it comes to education. We don't want your help. To think that you are going to take over public education, and where the masses of the children are, not just in the city of Milwaukee, you can go across this state. I don't care if it's in Brookfield or if it's in Waukesha or wherever public education is going on. Any public institution where they're educating children, the school districts know that this attack and assault on public schools is orchestrated by conservatives across this nation. It is an organized effort. This is not something that the Republicans in Wisconsin alone are fostering. This is across the board, this attack on public education. Some of us are aware of that. We know what you're doing. And we know the sinister plot that you guys have put in place now for over 30 years in pushing for private school education and charters and voucher schools. We know, because it started right here in the city of Milwaukee. Of all places, it started right here where I live. And to see that it's come this far is really upsetting to me, because I know what's in their hearts. And I know that they're not in this for what's in the best interest of children and their parents. It's not. It has everything to do with doing everything they can to make sure that charters and vouchers and private schools take control over the education of the majority of the children in this country. You know, many of the bills would offer more private school vouchers to more students, expand pathways for charter schools and micro education pods, establish a parent's bill of rights, allow parents to opt their children out of mass requirements, which is ridiculous. Mass requirements aren't going to be around much longer, and change the way the state assesses school performance. Now, here's what was said, a part of what was said in this conversation that Republicans had, the cowardly Republicans in the state Senate who passed this bill without even having a conversation with Milwaukee Public Schools. If you really did care about it, wouldn't you have a dialogue and a conversation with them? Oh, well, we've had conversations with Milwaukee Public Schools, and they haven't been willing to hear what we have to say. Well, you know, you don't know a doggone thing for the most part. I don't trust you. You Republicans in the legislature of the state of Wisconsin. You know why? Because I read the exact same thing, or I read the exact same thing that you are talking about verbatim in the Florida public school system, in the public school systems across the nation. You're reading out of the same hymnal. You have organized across this nation to destroy public education. That's what you've done. So how am I supposed to trust you in the state of Wisconsin? You haven't done anything for me to trust you, not Republicans. I'm going to keep repeating it. I've been in this state now for 6 decades. I know you. You don't know me, but I know you. I know your ilk. And I know what's behind it. So Wisconsin senators passed the bill Tuesday to dissolve Milwaukee Public Schools and overhaul many aspects of the K-12 education system hours after rejecting a plea from Governor Tony Evers and a coalition of major employers for more school aid. Evers already has said he is likely to at least veto the MPS plan, which would order a commission to create smaller districts in place of the state's largest one. The plan has become a point of contention in the November governor's race, with leading Republican candidates Rebecca Clayfish and Kevin Nicholson promising they would sign the proposal into law. Never mind whether it makes sense or not. So you're going to separate an entire district. You're going to create 4 smaller districts. If the one district doesn't work, how are you going to guarantee then equal across those other 4 districts that they will be equal when there'll be different systems running each one? And who will determine who goes where? You haven't thought that through, because you really don't care about whether or not these children in Milwaukee Public Schools are going to be educated. And if that is what's at the root of what you say, then why are you expanding vouchers and charters and others in other parts of the state? Will somebody please 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, somebody on the side of this that the conservatives and the Republicans are pushing, will you give me a call and explain to me? Because, I mean, I really don't understand. I don't understand how you can say where this is about the city in Milwaukee, and the poor children of color in that city. And we are doing this to help them when you're spreading your tentacles all over the state and impacting public schools all over the state. That's all I want to hear. Phone lines open. I always said, if what I'm saying is not true, this is not conservative talk radio where they screen you to death. And if you disagree with the host, you're not getting on the air. You can disagree with me all you want to. We'll put you on the air, but you'll never defeat me in this conversation. Because once again, I got truth on my side. So this is what they're going to do. Their plan, which has to be exposed. And people across the state really need to listen to what I'm getting ready to say, because it is the truth, and what they're saying is a lie. And the lie can never defeat the truth. I don't care how many watts of power they have behind them. I don't care how many radio stations, how many television stations, how many news periodicals they have. They can never defeat little old me, because I got the truth. Yeah, and I'm not the only one with the truth. Truth is universal. But you know, we're going to go down that road of truth after we come back from break. 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show on the new 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM The Shaw. We'll be right back.